Welcome to the podcast.
Shut the fuck
up. This is episode 60. Like, that's a big landmark or something.
Are you sure it's actually 60?
I am sure it's 60.
Joey is up to
only because I just checked on the way here. Because I was like pretty sure I made or I uploaded last week's podcast, but I wasn't like 100% sure. And I did. And it was episode 59.
So you know
that
what?
Would therefore be episode 60.
Before we burn this, we're going to write down what podcast episode we're on.
Okay.
That way we can cross them out as we do them and write the next one.
So remember, okay, that one's done. So on and so forth. Yeah, so we're actually in my bedroom today because we no longer have a podcast couch because we're moving. But carpet is set to be installed next Thursday.
Exciting.
Which means it's quite possible that next Saturday stream will be in the condo.
Ooh.
Nice.
Or not this
Saturday. Not this Saturday, I guess. Next Saturday. Yeah. But that's a maybe. So we'll see. We're getting really, 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 really close.
Really, really,
yeah.
Ridiculously
now that,
close.
Now that things have happened,
it's kind of like things. Limits in math. Like as you approach them, it like slows down. You don't.
I feel like
you lost me at math.
I feel like you jumped over a speed bump and it's actually progressed.
Yes, very quickly. Yeah, we did. We did. Huh. Jump over a speed bump.
That's good.
Proverbial speed bump.
I lived my life in the fast lane until I married a speed bump.
What?
I don't know. My master tech has a sign on his toolbox that says that.
Oh,
he's like 60 years old. He's hilarious.
I'm trying to think of a speed bump analogy for babies. Yeah, I'm baby bump, not driving over babies.
Morbid.
Oh my god, I use babies as speed bumps.
In terms of speeding in babies,
what? How do those even relate?
when I came into work today, I checked my emails and it was like, hey, we're giving away 2 free tickets to the Daytona 500.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, okay, I might as well go and apply for that.
For your ultimate redneck enjoyment.
Hey, you know, whatever, it's free stuff. True. So I walked out to the gas station next door to us and got food and came back and someone's like, oh, by the way, you won. And I was like, huh, that's funny. Ate my lunch, came back, and on my way back, one of my coworkers was like, dude, check the email, you won. I was like, no way, I checked it. And I won. And
you're going to the Daytona 500.
Yep.
It's, in the grandstands.
Yeah, in the grandstands. It's like $200 per ticket. It's ridiculous.
That's a pretty damn good deal for something you just won at work.
I kind of want to scalp it for the money.
Yeah.
But I think that will like make me ineligible for any other future raffle.
Yeah, I would not do that despite how potentially awesome it is, or money wise that would be.
Yeah.
Probably send a bad message to the company that's giving out free shit for
you. Do you get to go to the infield? Are you able to?
No, I don't have a pit pass.
Oh, man. I was on the infield 1 year because I guess he's still my stepdad. He's really big into NASCAR.
Don't do that, Nikki. It's going to make noise.
I don't care.
Don't do it.
I apologize.
Play with the saw.
Nikki has my Swiss Army knife, part of which is the saw, and she's now sawing through my roll of paper towels, now ruining my roll of paper towels that I cannot use.
Actually, if she solves it through completely and well, then you'll have a slightly smaller roll.
That's not well at all.
Shut up.
You're not wrong, but
you'll have a slightly smaller roll and a tiny roll. So you'll be like, hmm, I have a tiny stain on my shirt.
Wipe.
I now have an appropriately sized paper towel.
You're like a tiny stain thing. Wipe. Like that's the noise you make when you wipe off your shoes.
Wipe.
Balls. Balls. Testicles.
Yes.
We have movies to talk about.
We have movies to talk about. Oh!
Let's go see Kingsman.
We did. Oh my god, that movie was so good.
It was good?
It was
I'm glad good. You guys liked it.
Motherfucker! We talked about going to see that movie
guys.
After the Saturday stream.
Nope.
Read the movie times in front of you and you're like, nah, I've got work.
No, I just said, oh, I have to work.
Right.
And
right.
Then
which,
I said,
which we would all take as.
I said, let me know if you guys are going and I'll let you know if I get off work.
I do not recall those words at all.
I said them. They were there. They were there.
I don't,
they existed I don't. Within that area in which part of the bed you are sitting on, which is where I was laying when I said that.
Well, if you were laying down, your voice was clearly quite far away.
Because we were streaming in here? And
so you were laying in the bed on the stream. That is lack of professionalism, sir.
That's it. I'm beating you with a mic. After the fucking stream.
After the stream.
So you were laying in Joy's bed after the stream.
Wink, wink. No.
I also watched Gone Girl.
Holy
shit.
Yeah, that was
Holy
a good movie.
Shit.
That was a good movie.
That's like life goals right there.
All right.
I'm totally kidding.
I've never
I
seen that movie.
My boyfriend.
Neither have I.
Crazy psycho bitch.
Yeah.
Putting it lightly.
Like, but she was so good. I was like, damn.
Yeah, so we'll,
sweet damn.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good movie. But yeah, Knightsmen or whatever it was called. Kingsmen. Was really awesome and badass and great and funny. Yeah,
such a great movie. You don't even know the name of it.
Yeah, way to go, Joey. Oh my god, Nikki. Stop.
It is a good movie, though. If you're willing to see it, or if you want to see it, I'm willing to go again.
I'd be willing to go again, Let's go again.
Especially at the Vallejo. Yes.
Let's all go again. What is everyone doing tomorrow? I have to work. Thursday.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I have Saturday off, but I have a competition that goes until like 3:45, 4 o'clock maybe, and we could probably go after that.
It's a possibility, but me and Nikki have to pack for... the Daytona 500!
And we also have a live stream to do that night.
What?
Damn it!
I know. Oh, yeah, speaking of which, I might as well just announce my plans so people can kill me on the road.
Oh my god, Nikki.
Nikki,
can you mute her mic for this?
Unfortunately, all the mics would pick that up.
Yeah.
I'm almost done.
Hurry the fuck up!
I'm trying!
Should we wait and just cut it out?
Yes!
Like, she's cutting that out. Nikki, cut it out.
Like, you're just making a mess all over my goddamn floor.
It's all right.
You're moving.
I guess you have to sell the house now.
I guess so.
Goddamn. Oh,
Jesus titty fucking Christ. Come on now.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of selling houses and stuff, I lost the stylus to my 3DS. And,
really interesting segue.
I noticed it
kind of like babies and speeding.
I noticed it at work today, and I was like, huh. Guess I have to buy the new 3DS.
Oh.
It's probably in my purse. I bet you it's in
it's
my
not.
Purse.
Shut up. He needs a new 3DS.
It's not.
You know?
Go away. You ruined my dream.
That was probably
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sure it was. I can see it right now.
I'm sorry.
So we're back to the podcast.
Yeah. Now that we've properly destroyed Joey's bedroom. With unnecessary shit on the floor.
You know what? You're moving.
Nikki reminds me of a cat.
Yeah.
Always just fuck shit up and then pretends they didn't do it.
She looks more like a gerbil because she's got gerbil bedding on the floor now.
Do you stick her up your butt?
What?
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 Only on Tuesdays.
I'm just saying.
Gerbil up the butt.
That's a thing.
The butt
Tuesday?
That's a thing.
That's a thing.
People put
gerbils
on
Tuesdays or just putting gerbils up your butt?
Gerbils both. Up the butt.
Tuesdays
is a special thing.
On Tuesdays, we put gerbils in our butt.
Oh, Wednesday was apparently Shrove Wednesday. Shrove Tuesday. What is it?
Pancake. Shrove? Yeah, it's Shrove Tuesday. It's Pancake Day.
Today's Wednesday.
It is.
Today's Ash Wednesday. Shrove Tuesday comes before Ash Wednesday.
I didn't know about Shrove Tuesday. I knew of its existence, but I didn't know the significance of it or anything.
It's Pancake Day.
Yeah, it's Pancake Day. And I almost made myself pancakes from scratch for no fucking reason at all. I was just like, you know what? I want pancakes. I picked up the pancake box, looked at it. That looks like a lot of work. Put it back, went to my bed, checked my phone. It's like, oh, today was Shrove Tuesday.
Fuck! I should have made pancakes!
But it was already like 11, and yeah.
Doesn't IHOP do like free pancakes?
They have an independent free pancake day.
Oh. So what?
Shrove Tuesday is not really an American thing, from my understanding.
What the fuck is it?
It's related to Ash Wednesday.
I think it's related to Ash Wednesday because it's the day before Ash Wednesday.
So yeah, it's the day in which Jesus ate pancakes.
No,
it's because you give up things for Lent. Originally, everybody just gave up pancakes. Everybody used to give up pancakes.
Why?
So on Tuesdays, you ate pancakes because you knew you weren't going to eat pancakes for the rest of Lent.
Pancakes was like a common commodity back then. Common.
Yeah, in fact, they almost used it as like a currency for buying things. You just paid for things in pancakes.
Yeah.
Like, I need milk from a cow. Here's a pancake.
Yeah. Or, sounds like the life I want to live.
Yeah. Or like, I need to pay my car bill. Here's a stack of pancakes.
And that's where syrup came in, so they could differentiate between normal pancakes and...
Right, that's
and
like
food.
A $5 bill versus a $10 bill. Yeah. If the pancake stack has syrup, it's worth twice as much.
Syrup?
Shut up.
At this point...
If it has scissor?
Everyone knows you're bullshitting at this point. I do, don't I? Well, I guess I missed a call.
Yeah, you missed a call.
Good thing my phone's on silent, so we didn't know.
My phone's actually completely off right now.
I don't even know where my phone is.
My phone's right there.
That might have actually been relevant.
It's actually behind you.
That's okay. Well, I'm only going to check so I know it's not on.
It was sort of relevant. Don't really care to answer it, but it was sort of relevant.
Bitches.
And hoes.
Hey,
Nikki, you're not doing your job.
Alright, press the coffee cup in the top. See what it's highlighted blue way up at the top? Be very careful on your way up.
Is that like a studying thing?
Click it. There you go.
Is that like a studying thing to keep the screen on?
Not really a studying thing. It just keeps the screen on. Ah. It's always been a podcast thing to me.
Cool. Well, I was thinking, like, you know, if you're in college and you're reading a long assignment and the screen keeps going off, you know, you hit the coffee cup so you're, like, awake. Or the coffee cup could mean you're awake.
I guess that makes sense.
I'm terrible at reading long things in, like, one go. Like, I would probably, like, faceplant onto my keyboard.
I just don't read long things. You know, hand me the phone. There's no need for you to slowly sneak around the podcast to...
Yeah, way to go.
Your phone.
Should have sang or hummed the Pink Panther theme.
He said humming, you inbred.
He said y'all fuck your uncultured swine. Brothers.
Well, no. They're inbred, which means their parents were incestuous.
No, they're actually like in a pile of
bread, or you could be incestuous with your inbred siblings.
Or you could be in a pile of bread.
Or you could be in a pile of bread.
I like that answer.
I am bread.
Are you?
We are 10% of our donation goal to get there.
Yeah, we
you can be bread, but are you toast?
That's
you
the
eventually
goal.
Become toast.
That's the goal. You want to become toast. You aspire
only
to be toast.
Only successful people become toast.
True. Very true.
Do we have an idea of what to do the next game for?
Drugs.
On the stream?
For the Saturday stream? No, but I think that would be a very good dinner conversation.
Did the hero game come out yet?
That's a good... The what?
The hero game?
That's a good question.
We should look into
the hero, the superhero game. I always forget what it's called.
Is that the one from the oatmeal?
No. That's okay. The cat game. That's Exploding Kittens. The one that you like superhero battle.
Oh yeah, I honestly don't know. I am unknown. That is unknown to me.
You're like a Pokemon.
That's you now.
Oh Jesus. We're only $10 away from getting a camera. So we can watch the card games.
I say we test our drift compatibility and play Surgeon Simulator.
Okay. Yeah, we will do
Surgeon
that.
Simulator. That's what Joey gives me a hand job all week.
So that's what I need to share the controls.
And so that's what we'll do that in the new condo because this desk is really hard to all crowd around, but my new desk is more
easy to crowd around.
Crowd
Got it.
Yep.
No.
Nope.
No.
I feel like there was a weird song we could have made.
I know.
It's our next hit single.
Yeah. We already had one hit single.
Balls. Yep.
Trillions of bits of information. Trillions is probably an overstatement.
Probably.
Yeah. Trillions of bits of downloads.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
One download.
Okay, that's like one download, but you know, whatever.
So how did you make that? Did you just loop that over and over again?
No, that's how long you guys sang it for.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
We did that for
a while. I actually expected it to be longer.
I did not hear the Dix song.
You still haven't heard it?
No.
We had this conversation last podcast. We'll have to listen to it again after.
Okay. We'll listen to it on the way to...
We'll just listen to it for the whole car ride. I'll just put it on repeat and...
Balls.
Testicles.
Balls.
Yeah. So that's that. This would technically be the first podcast Alexa's on.
Oh yeah.
Say hello, Alexa. Say hello.
I pronounce Alexa. Alexa. The stress is on the middle syllable.
Oh well, good to know,
Alexa. Simon says konnichiwa.
Could I need to?
All right. Well, that is Alexa's
usually
final thought for the podcast.
Very good at hearing things, but sometimes.
But we usually we like to get some like off words and mumble them so that she gets confused.
Like,
but
yes,
it's actually got really really awesome speech recognition.
Yeah, it's very good.
And it's really great when I wake up and like I don't want to reach over like turn and reach for my phone. I can just say Alexa, what time is it? And good. I was like, oh, shit, it's gonna say it. And it'll just say it, and I don't have to move. It's quite phenomenal.
Yeah.
Or I can just have it set an alarm. Also great.
I remember when that kind of stuff wasn't very popular, when like smartphones were just, you know, like starting around. I had this voice activated alarm clock called Moshi. And you'd say, hello, Moshi. And it's like, welcome, can I please? And it's constantly listening. And since it's constantly listening, back then, the microphone had to be on high. and it left a feedback. So, like, if you put your ear up close to it, you would hear it the entire time.
That's...
But, like, you have to yell. It's, like,
creepy.
But, like, you... Like
how you get ghosts and shit.
That's how you get ghosts.
They talk through the feedback.
Oh, wow.
I'm, like,
do they talk through the feces?
What?
I don't know.
I guess you could say that's a load of shit.
Ah!
Wow.
Sorry.
Get out.
My brain is shot. I mean, I've worked a lot this week.
See?
I had to move. If I would have moved. Oh! Way to go, you killed Alexa.
Goodbye, Alexa.
You killed her.
Alexa, are you okay?
I'm great. I hope you are too.
Okay. She's good.
I'm great. I hope you are too.
You pulled some.
I just got knocked off a shelf, asshole. How do you think I am?
You pulled some Lion King shit right there and just push her off of a cliff.
Yeah. She's all good, though.
So, what happens when Rafiki drops Simba off a cliff?
Rafiki?
Whoa, spoilers, dude! Spoilers!
What?
What?
Lion King? Like 20,000 years old?
Been out
it's like a 25 year old movie. Well, you know what? That's older than me, so never mind.
No, it's not.
It's as old as I am.
It's not 25.
Alexa, how old is Lion King?
I thought you said we weren't going to do this.
The Lion King is 20 or 21 years old.
Alexa, stop. Okay. Well, unless it's relevant fact-checking for the podcast. So now we know. 20 or 21 years old, so it quite possibly is older than me.
I'm older than Lion King.
I'm older than the Lion King.
I'm as old as the Lion King.
I'm also older than text messaging, but I think we've already discussed that.
Yes, we have.
Okay.
We have talked about that before.
Yeah. That so makes me older than text messaging.
That means that Lion King's older than text messaging. No, it's as old as, if not a bit younger.
That's okay, Lions don't text anymore.
I'm older than Christmas.
What?
What?
Who's Christmas?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm sure there's somebody named Christmas.
I am.
You're really fucking old.
I know. I invented Christmas, as a matter of fact.
Why would you name it Christmas? Why wouldn't you name it
Christmas? It's actually spelled C-H-R-I-S-M-A-S. It's a mass for Chris.
Why would you name it after someone named Chris?
It's actually Chris the Miss.
Yeah.
It's Chris the Miss. It's a transvestite.
That's true. Chris
yes. The mystical.
I'm older than Chris the Miss.
Chris the Mystical.
I'm kind of going to hell for that.
I meant like Miss Chris. Like female Chris.
Oh.
You guys are Jewish, so.
That's a transvestite. Okay. Not transvestite.
Excuse, but the rest of us are going to hell.
Clairvoyant.
What?
We're going to hell for that.
But we're not because we're Jewish.
Yeah, you guys can get away
with
it.
We're just going to purgatory.
We're the chosen people! For what?
I think last time that happened, Hitler Christ killed some of us. Probably shouldn't say that loud.
What?
I don't know.
You'll hear I don't know the history. Podcast.
Oh, man.
That
was a good one.
You guys killing Jesus?
No. Same with the chosen people. We didn't kill Jesus. Yeah, we did kill Jesus, didn't we?
No.
But Jesus was also
Romans
a Jew.
Yeah,
Jesus.
So Jesus killed himself.
Yeah.
Just like Hitler.
Hitler killed Hitler.
Was Hitler a Jew?
Does that make Hitler better than Jesus?
Yeah. Hitler's Jesus.
He was the second coming. We fucked up.
They were both Jews.
Fucking hell.
All right, no. So we've officially offended like
everyone
on the podcast.
Yeah.
Jews in general
and history fact.
No offense to the gays.
That crucified Jesus.
I know.
Aha!
Jews.
It's typical, or it's a commonly held belief that the Jews did it. That's why
yeah,
I said that.
But it's not because
history and stuff.
Yeah. You know.
Austin's inspecting the microphone up closely.
Why are you blinking at it?
I think he's trying to see if it's
going
to pick up the sound of him
code.
Blinking. He's communicating
I'm
in
trying
Morse
to
code.
Warn my future brethren of the coming attack.
Oh, Jesus.
Your brethren?
Hidden in the podcast by the sound of his eyes blinking.
So wait, why would I warn future people of a coming attack?
I don't know.
It would
You're
have already
right.
happened.
So
we would have to time
have
travel us back in time. Well, I can post the date. Previous to when it was recorded.
I don't know. It worked.
Which is kind of like time travel.
It worked in X-Men Days of Future Past. We can figure it out.
That's true. That's true. We just need Ellen Page.
And an alternate universe.
I need Ellen
and
Page.
And Professor X.
Yes.
So wait. Okay, can Professor X, can he move things with his mind? Is he
yes.
telekinetic?
Yes.
I assume he's,
no.
so he's just really lazy.
No.
Yeah, because remember,
I don't
and,
think
like,
so.
That's how he makes his little
because
wheelchair
remember,
can fly.
Like, yeah, his wheelchair can fly, and also like two movies ago, he moved the really big satellite thingy.
That's
remember
right.
that?
No,
First Class.
That was Magneto. And
oh, he mind controlled Magneto.
Jean Grey is telekinetic.
So is
I think Professor Xavier is just telepathic.
No, Professor X is definitely
I'm telepathetic.
Movie stuff or move stuff.
Movie so stuff? I think that Professor X just doesn't use that kind of stuff because like he's paralyzed because of his powers.
Yeah,
you know, and if he has the ability to walk, but if he chose that ability to walk, he wouldn't have his powers. So maybe it could be inversely to where if he had more power, he'd be even more paralyzed.
Also, keep in mind, that is the movieverse, and the movieverse is not always correct.
Yes. Point taken.
There's
point
also taken. The fact that stuff.
Shut the fuck up, Ben.
Yeah.
Deep information. Spider-Man has officially been confirmed for Marvel release.
Sweet. Yes. Does that mean he gets to be in the Avengers? I can't words
yeah.
today.
Yeah, that's the idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I guess Sony still has a hand in it, but Marvel is making the movies now.
Can we cut Sony's hand off?
That's what I'd like to do, but I guess Sony's still like.
But the hand would still.
Sony still has the final call.
You have to hit Fox too.
For especially Wolverine.
Fox. For everything. Everything they fucked up. Yeah, X3.
That was a really bad movie.
It was horrible.
But yes, Spider-Man should now allegedly be allowed in the Avengers because Marvel now has rights to make movies. But again, Sony has the final call on everything. But hopefully Sony's smart enough to go, you know what, Marvel? Marvel, you got this shit down, obviously. We're going to step back.
Or they can
we just want the money. We just give us the money. So.
No, but our Andrew Garfield is not going to be in the movie.
No, Andrew Garfield is not going to be in the movie.
Looking to cast other people. It's like, yeah,
younger.
They are rebooting the movie.
Younger, yeah.
And yeah, they said
you know what irritates me, and I think I've said this before,
everything.
Is that they just released the show The Flash on CW. I don't know what that is to everyone else.
Yeah.
And they want to make they're making a Flash movie with a different actor. And it's like, they're kind of like pulling the rug out from the guy who plays in the TV show.
They do that with a lot of things.
Is it the same studio? Rights are always weird where like somebody has the rights to the TV show, one has the rights to the movie, and that could be why.
Maybe.
But yeah, I kind of liked how DC was going with the TV shows. Like you got the Green Arrow and the Flash and kind of like let DC take the TV shows and Marvel take the movies. And now we have like two separate areas that we can.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Marvel's got the TV shows too.
Yeah, Marvel's got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Agent
Carter.
They
kept their actors.
They did keep their actors for that. However, there is certainly a difference in quality between the Marvel movies
and the movie TV shows. Well, yeah, because you don't have a full-on cinematics.
Well, I mean, even like just like acting and plot line and stuff.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I mean, it's good. Like, don't get me wrong, but, you know, it's kind of like below a lot of other shows in quality.
Yeah.
You can definitely tell they didn't pay as much money for it, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, which that makes sense, but... You know, just like, for example, I think Arrow is overall a better show than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I think Arrow is overall a better show than every other show on TV.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
I would.
Arrow's not that great.
Arrow is amazing.
Your phone just restart? Yeah. I got Lollipop. I don't know if I've said that on the stream, but I got Lollipop.
Are you having battery issues with it?
No.
No, because my phone is overheating constantly.
Really? Like overheating?
I checked my stats. Not overheating toward like throws of a warning, but like hot in my pocket.
No,
like, I feel it burning in my pocket.
I don't feel like I've had any battery problems. In fact, if anything, it might have actually gotten better.
Well, I think I found the culprit. It might be Facebook, for me at least.
I can see that.
Like, I checked my batteries. Like, Facebook is one of the top two culprits.
Hmm.
And then I downloaded a cleaner for the first time in my life. I hate myself for saying that. But, you know, I wanted to see if they had a different perspective on it. And apparently Facebook is using 180% of its normal usage.
Wow. I hear Greenify is a very popular app for checking apps that use too much battery power.
Well, I typically don't prefer to keep something on. I just want it there and then take it away. Like, I'm going to uninstall this cleaner app later.
Right. Yeah, well, I just hear Greenify has very good...
Yeah, I remember downloading it once.
Speaking of apps that kill your battery...
Okay.
Downloaded Tinder again. Yes, had it off my phone forever.
I was called Abraham Lincoln.
I was going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Do you know what you should have called her? You just reminded me of the pun I wanted to say earlier. Tinderella.
That was a BuzzFeed thing.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Damn BuzzFeed. They're turning to the damn Simpsons with their stupid puns.
Oh, I was going to say BuzzFeed takes everything from Reddit. Like, I'll see something on Reddit and then I'll see it on Facebook from BuzzFeed the next day and it's like... That's like the exact top 15 comments. You didn't even like try to mix them up a little bit. You just literally
in took, order,
like in order. Top comment, top. Okay, second, third. Okay.
Like BuzzFeed, in my opinion, are the culprits of that. Top 15 reasons why you should definitely do this.
Well, no, I wouldn't even say that. But because like Crack did that forever, but BuzzFeed is certainly the most popular one right now. Of this kid did this, and then this happened. Like. Okay, so he jumped on the pogo stick, and then he jumped on the pogo stick. That was the thing that happened. There was no mystery at the end.
There's nothing exciting happened.
Yeah. I don't know. Apparently they have home improvement projects on Pinterest. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
That's but you like know
a
what?
Huge part of Pinterest.
No, with BuzzFeed.
We can shit on BuzzFeed all we want, but BuzzFeed has more money than we do. Yeah. So you know what? Props to them. Whatever they're doing works. Because people like that shit. Even if it's like... in general, like, really fucking annoying.
So, can we start posting ads? Like, these three guys are douchebags, but you'll never guess what this happened.
I'm
morally above that. However, financially speaking, you know, with enough money, I may say, you know what? I could lower my morals.
I actually wanted us to create an ad with the doctor thing. And, like, it says, doctors hate us.
Yeah.
Or doctors hate them.
I'd be willing to give that
mostly
a shot.
Mostly because we wear their lab coats.
Or 9 out of 10 doctors hate them or something like that.
Yeah.
Mostly because we stole their lab coats.
Because of this one weird trick. And then you you steal their lab coats and all of a sudden you're just as smart as they are. Or something like that. I like that idea.
And then suddenly you're a doctor scientist.
We are. Done. We're all doctor scientists. Mm-hmm. It's a fact.
Become a doctor scientist with this one weird trick.
I like that.
Local doctors hate them.
So step one, buy lab coat. Step two, be Dr. Scientist.
Buy lab coats while wearing nicely dressed clothing. Suits, even.
Can that be a Cards Against Humanity card? Because it was blank plus blank equals profit.
I'll make one.
Buy lab coats. Pretend to be Dr. Scientist. Profit.
I like.
I'll make it.
That's a very big blank if you think of it. Pretend to be Dr. Scientist. That's a long statement.
So
like to write down.
You know what?
I can make that joke.
I'm going to write the whole beginning speech of Fallout
onto a single card. You need like a small typewriter for that.
I can write tiny.
Which Fallout?
The one I played.
Fallout 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one with Ron Perlman talking.
War never changes.
Just keep going down the card. I think it would be hilarious.
Just like not even finish the card and just like, oh, I'm out of room. Yeah. Take two cards, tape them together.
Yeah, you take one out of the deck and they're all like folded up. So it looks like one card. And then when you do it, it looks like one of those wallet folding things.
Yeah. Huh. I'm not going to read all of that.
TLDR.
So we may or may not ceremoniously burn the plastic Christmas tree.
Why? You can't burn plastic.
That sounds like cancer.
May, because it's fun. May not, because he cares about the ozone. Is that the correct answer?
No.
No, because I'm kind of like emotionally attached because it's been up for like 8 years now.
Why would you have to burn
but
it?
But on the other hand, there's not room for it in the condo.
There's totally room for it.
Might as well just light it on fire.
Nope, totally room for it.
Give it to other useless people.
Find room for it, not get cancer. Done.
I will adopt
the... get cancer because I breathe in melted plastic a lot.
I will adopt the year-round tree.
You will adopt the year-round tree?
I will adopt the year-round
tree. All right. And then maybe when we have an actual office, we can like put it as the centerpiece of the office.
Yes.
Just like you walk in and there's just a shrine for it in the middle. Like before the receptionist desk. Like you have to walk around it.
You
have
to take your shoes off, kneel down at it.
Yes.
You have like a shrine to Buddha with incense.
Yeah, exactly. And it's elevated in like in a glass high security case.
All the offerings would have to be in the form of presents tucked underneath.
Yes. That are then donated to homeless children because we're nice philanthropy people.
But we will accept cash donations towards us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can get another camera.
Yeah. Shout out to the donation page.
Yay.
Give us your money.
Wow, Ben's just blatantly out there.
We really like your money.
Money is nice.
We've been doing a lot of weird shit this podcast.
We have. Austin is currently holding... my bedpost up to the microphone as if though it's a microphone. Yes, my bed knob. It's a knob I use specifically in bed.
I was actually wondering how it would affect the sound of my voice towards the microphone because my voice is going around the knob.
I see. I think we should put the knob down now, because now I feel violated.
Stop violating Joey's knob.
You're holding your knob, my knob, awfully close to your knob. Fucking weirdo.
Oh my god.
We'll be done. I saw a paper towel rolling.
Oh my god, now you're putting my two knobs together.
When knobs collide.
This has been the podcast of distractions.
We have a lot of those. One day we'll have like a nice office and there's nothing in the office to distract us, because the podcast room is going to be like a nice like walled off white room with padded, nothing on the walls, padded for sound. Arms
hug each other.
Yeah, you're not allowed to move your arms or anything. It's strictly for talking.
You're strictly for talking.
You know, they have hospitals for that. For it's called a mental asylum.
Just talking.
That's our next office. Talking. Our next office is going to be a mental asylum.
Let's not. That's how horror movies happen.
That's no, that's abandoned mental asylums.
Yeah. We won't abandon it.
No, that's still how horror movies start.
We're going to buy an abandoned one.
Hey, let's go hang out in this insane asylum. Let's
go. Hey, look, needles. I needed those.
Look, use needles. Yay.
The start of it happens when someone thinks it's funny to strap yourself into one of those electric chairs and then it turns on.
Even though
the place has been
someone
out of
thinks it's funny when. Aw, oh, damn it. Wasn't
even though rats chewed through all the wires. Actually, Nikki chewed through all the wires.
Jokes you'd only get if you listened to previous podcasts. All the way through to the end.
All the way. Bless all you. The way to podcast one.
Now you can start at podcast 9.
Yeah.
9.
Podcast 1 through 8 are just terrible.
Cuz they
we'll,
were they
we'll
were
save
on,
them as the lost.
We just used one microphone.
Yeah.
But
speaking of which, when you posted that Balls song,
yep.
I found the lost podcast on SoundCloud.
Yes, you did. I was wondering the if anybody was going to find that, cuz we've talked about it before where we have the podcast that's out there floating on a SoundCloud account. Happens to be the same SoundCloud that the Balls song is on.
Is it on the same account, or is it just on the same name? Because I don't think it was on the same account.
If it wasn't on the same account, I made a new account, because I think that account was Awesomeware, maybe even Awesomeware 14, and this one's Awesomeware Studios, but yes, that is our Lost Podcast.
Possibility.
The Lost Podcast.
Huh. Starting with episode 9 is March 1st of 2014 is when we got these microphones.
Before I was around.
Since the start of this podcast, Nikki has converted to Muslimism.
Or cancerism.
Islam.
Oh.
Or 50
okay, hold
styles.
I need to clarify, Austin was not calling Islamic people cancer. Because that's what that came across as. That was not what he was implying. The way Nikki's hair is pulled back looks like she has no hair.
And she's wearing one of those head wraps that cancer...
That
is
very common among...
Have.
Cancer patients. There was no correlation there between Islamic people and cancer, just to make that clear.
Long story.
You probably just cut that part out.
Long story short, no offense to the gays.
Yes. No, that's okay. We got to show that we're real people who fuck shit.
Because gays can be Islamic and have cancer.
I don't even know like where I'm going to end up cutting that first part off, so I'm just not even sure how to segue out of that. I have a vacuum cleaner.
Okay. Does it suck as good as you
a
do?
Really old vacuum cleaner.
It's a very nice vacuum cleaner. Miel, top of the fucking line. That shit is phenomenal.
I've never heard of it.
Your friend at night.
There is a picture floating out on Snapchat of...
Of your dick and a vacuum cleaner?
Somebody cuddling the vacuum cleaner. I was busy. I had a hot dog dildo strapped to the end of a stick tied to my toe with Velcro.
To take a picture.
I remember that. I remember you telling us about that.
That was a good night.
That was
a good night.
I have this weird desire to get, like, a box of...
Dildos,
and just place them around places. What? Like, in the city.
Your girlfriend wants a box of dildos,
was it
dude.
Us that were
she
talking
has a
about?
For a box of dildos.
No, we were talking printing... about a dick butt.
Yeah, we were 3D printing dick butts and just gonna leave them in random locations.
Alright, who said that idea on the podcast?
I think it was me, but only because I saw a picture of it on the internet.
Okay, because... Was it on Reddit?
Possibly. Probably. I can't imagine seeing things not on Reddit.
All right, because when I was on 4chan the other day, someone was saying, hey, what should I do with whatever? And someone's like, print out, 3D print dick butts with a face of Moot. I'm like, that's not something you think of. That's something you read from somewhere else.
Well, somebody had to think of it.
I know, but that's Like, it was like, here's this generic statement that everybody else has said, and then something original.
Right. Okay, that's true. Yeah, but, and, you know, probably it started with somebody just printing a dick butt, and then somebody else came up and, like, saw the dick butt and was like, I'm going to go hide this somewhere. So yeah. Somebody finds random dick butt.
I still think we should just do that.
Can we do it like geocaching? Like, where we randomly leave dick butts at certain
locations? Yes, or like, for geocaching, like, we register it as geocache, and it's actually just dick butt.
Yes.
It's a good idea.
Like the fake bird.
Like the fake bird. Totally unrelated to the geocache.
I thought it was a real bird. I was like,
everybody thinks it's a real bird. Everybody's like, how the fuck did you get the bird to do that? Well, it's made out of plastic and attached to a clothespin.
No, I saw it. I'm just like, I don't know what the fuck he's doing. But if it gets a real bird to land on your shoulder, I want to fucking do it.
That's what I thought geocaching was. That's getting what birds to land on your shoulder.
Being one with nature. No, Nikki, you're an idiot. This is what it is. It's like,
if it makes you feel any better, you're not the only idiot.
Okay.
You just were the first public idiot. Like, I thought it, but you said it, and I was glad that you took the brunt of that one.
Thanks, welcome. Asshole.
Honestly, I didn't think it was that impressive. I was like, oh, Joey got a bird on his shoulder. That's cool.
I thought it was impressive. I want a bird to randomly land on my shoulder. I want to be a Busch real Gardens. Disney princess.
Busch Gardens.
I want to be a real Disney princess.
Busch Gardens.
Busch Gardens.
Busch Gardens. Busch Gardens princess.
Yeah, but you have to like stand and the birds have to like land.
Yeah, they have the bird cage and they'll land on you.
Busch Gardens princess.
I've had them like
Princess of Busch Gardens. Princess of the Bush.
Oh god.
Gardens.
Anyway.
Actually, a Busch Gardens princess would be pretty hot because that's like that beer maid.
Ah.
What?
Except they're not owned by Anheuser-Busch anymore. But yeah!
Yeah,
but
Anheuser like the
original. Yeah, the original. Work. Yeah, who owns it now?
Some Asian company.
Kim Jong-il.
He's dead.
No, he's not. He owns
He went out like a firework.
Yeah?
That was like three different octaves. Four.
I'm practicing my evil queen laugh for work.
Yeah, she's like, you know, doing the voice exercising or whatever it's called.
I yell at children. I'm just like, you listen to me or I'm taking away summer forever. I'm going to freeze over thought she was all gonna say, Florida.
Listen to me or I'm going to raise another octave.
Shut
lower
up.
Another octave.
You know, depending on your level of evilness. You know, it's interesting. Evil female, really high-pitched laugh. Evil male, really low pitch laugh.
Yeah.
I disagree. There are some evil females and things that have very deep voices.
Such as
porn.
I can't think of it right
now. Okay, well, I can't think of anyone either.
Well, define porn? Evil.
I don't know. Maleficent kind of has like a deeper voice.
Not, I don't like, really remember.
So does Elsa. She's evil.
Elsa's
right?
Not technically evil. Let it she was snow. Supposed to be.
Let yeah, she, snow. You know, original Elsa's evil, but not new.
Yeah,
Elsa.
I mean, like, if you
I purposely missing those lyrics, by the way.
If you've like ever read The Snow Disclaimer. Queen, that's what it's based off of, and she was supposed to be, like,
a bitch.
Super evil.
And try to kill her sister.
What was. There was. Shit, I had a thought about the Grimm brothers, but I don't remember what it was. Anyway,
that wasn't Grimm. It was Hans Christian Andersen.
Okay.
That's why it's Hans Christoph Anna.
Oh, okay.
And her son.
And their son.
Well, they're making a second one, so we'll see.
Are they making
Oh, that's what it was.
Yes, they are. Yeah, I'm excited.
Frozen's one of the best animated movies now, like
Sailor. You're goddamn right it is.
And there was two other ones, one of which I was like pretty surprised.
Toy Story.
No. Oh.
It was like just recently announced.
The one by Tim Curry.
What's it called?
With the puppets.
The Book Day of the Life? Dead.
No, that's not the one I was thinking.
That's
no.
Not Tim Curry. That
Your mom's Tim Curry.
No, it was some Claire new was Disney not. Movie. No, it was Big Hero 6.
Oh.
Which, like, overall had, like, really low... You don't hear a lot of people talking about Big Hero 6. Like,
yeah.
You heard Frozen. But, like, sales-wise, it's, like, second most profitable Disney movie or something.
Yeah, I won't...
I think it's only behind Frozen... Or it beat Frozen. I don't remember.
I want one of those vinyl pop figures of Baymax.
Oh my
God. They have one of him in the armor. They have one without the armor. And they also have an Amazon one that's white without armor. And it glows in the dark.
I really want to do a Baymax cosplay.
I want the Smog bobblehead from Pop Vinyl. The gold one. The big ass gold one.
Ass gold.
I want it so bad.
Is that different from regular gold?
Let me show you.
Well,
Ben.
It's like that Step big. Into my office. 30
Step into my orifice.
Oh.
Mr. Van Bever will see you now.
more you will see Mr. Van Bibber now.
No, it was a 50 Shades of Grey reference.
Yeah. Which apparently did really shitty.
Unsurprisingly, I heard it was a really shitty movie. Like, even like people who liked the book were like, that was a bad movie.
Well, it's because even the actors were like, dude, this is fucking...
Yeah, I know they said the guy was like, personally, was like really against that kind of stuff. And so like, it was really hard for him to get into character. And I guess the girl actually...
And he kept trying to hide his accent.
And the girl was almost like a... added humor to the movie, which like wasn't really supposed to be there, but she pulled it off anyway. But I guess they were saying that she did really phenomenal in the movie, and they just hope that she's able to find a career after that movie because it was that bad. Yeah. But she was on something else. I don't remember what, but
oh, I don't know.
She was a pretty major character in something else, and I was like, oh, I know her, but I don't remember.
She's got kind of an odd face.
Yeah, I remembered whatever other movie she was in.
So are they going to make the other two parts of that
movie? I cannot imagine they will.
Hopefully it's going to be like Avatar and everyone forgets about it.
Yeah, what?
Avatar? No one forgot about Avatar. Like Nikki Avatar The Last Airbender or and, like, Avatar the joke just went the
right
people.
Over her head. Like, just completely clueless.
What's funny is that, like, it was split.
We will never mention The Last Airbender.
You already did when you brought it up.
And that's when I said, because what Avatar right. movie? And then you had that look of concern, like, how did I not hear about the failure that was the Avatar movie? Yeah.
I was about to say, because the Avatar with the blue people, that one did really well, and people still talk about that.
In fact,
like, I was like,
that's the number one most selling movie of all time. Right?
I think it was the highest cost movie.
Yes, and also the highest grossing, too.
Okay.
Because I remember it was like, oh yeah, it was like super expensive. Oh wow, it actually made money. Holy shit.
So. I thought it was really dumb.
I was not a huge... I liked it, but I didn't buy into all the hype.
I don't regret
watching it. I left halfway through the movie.
You did, but you had ulterior activities to participate in.
I did.
Which I think any human would,
jump on.
Jump on.
Quite literally.
Oh, gosh.
Bitches.
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 Bitches. Quite literally bitches.
Yeah, she was a bitch.
I think Nikki just likes the squeaky chairs, because she loves on the live stream to take like my rolling chair, which is even squeakier than that.
And just make random unnecessary noise.
From now on, Nikki's going to sit on a throne of pillows.
So
excellent. That's how I plan on living my life, on a throne of pillows.
My beard comb smells like bonfire, because it was in my pocket when we went to the bonfire that night. So whenever I brush my mustache.
So now it's like a nice air freshener scent like that. Bonfire smell, which I actually really can't stand. But
so it's extra mint.
Only because I smell smoky after. Yeah, it's extra mint.
I love the smell of bonfires.
Yeah, I gotta have another bonfire. You know, I like the smell of bonfire while it's happening, but like that night when I'm ready to go to bed, I'm like, fuck, I smell like smoke.
Take a shower.
Or, well, yeah, exactly. And it's like, all right, I know it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, but I gotta shower because I reek of smoke. Or like, yeah, just...
Well, like, what sucks is that I can't wear the clothes that I wore that night. Like, I
yeah, or like, yeah, exactly. Like
the next day, because everyone's like, "Well, you obviously wore that last night."
Yep.
Yeah. And like, if it's wrinkly, it's like, yeah, okay, it's wrinkly, but you can't really tell.
Yeah.
If it's smoky, it's like, you didn't change.
Well, obviously, you didn't have a bonfire this morning.
I would have been like, I did have a bonfire this morning.
Who does bonfires in the morning?
I still have to have another bonfire to like finish burning all my shit. I also have a media center thing downstairs I gotta burn.
Just for the record, Ben never raised his hand when I asked that question.
Totally did.
I think we should just have a bonfire one morning just to say we've had a bonfire in the morning.
Okay.
That's good camping too.
Early morning.
I have tents.
Yeah, it doesn't count if you're camping though.
I'm in tents.
Yeah. Then it's like you're just cooking breakfast.
Now we were camping too.
Yeah, but it's like we woke up early on like a Saturday. We're like, yeah, it's like 7:30. Let's go have a bonfire.
Yeah.
So that's gonna go.
No, cool. I also remember. I distinctly remember when we were camping. I passed out on one of those like what are the sunbathing chairs?
Lawn chairs.
Lawn chairs.
Not a lawn chair.
The long one. Recliner chair.
It's type
you
don't of
put a recliner out in the fucking sun.
Yeah, you do.
Says you.
Listen, you know Biff. We're having morning bonfires. We're gonna put the goddamn what lazy on my girlfriend.
I have a recliner we can put outside and use for a morning bonfire.
See, we're gonna take our damn recliners, put them in the morning bonfire, And then
we're gonna read the newspaper.
Recliners
read
are
the
heavy.
Newspaper. And then throw the newspaper into the bonfire.
Recliners are heavy.
My recliner is not that heavy.
They are heavy.
Can we get an inflatable recliner?
We're three rather athletic men. I think we got this. What?
I don't know. A reflatable recliner.
A reflatable recliner.
Yeah, when you want the feet to go up, you inflate the feet part. Yeah. That's how you do it. That
oh
makes
my god!
Sense.
Can we like corner the market on that?
Yeah, it's a small market, but sure.
Let's do it. It's an inexpensive inflatable recliner.
What if you made one that like floated
in the pool?
Well, since it inflates, it's kind of insinuated that it can.
This is trademarked right now. We are trademarking this idea.
Point taken. And then, if you want to like bring up your legs, you just like blow air into like a tube that fills it up.
Seems exhausting.
Yeah.
Huh. I want to relax. Time to do some work.
Let me blow it
up. Well, we can make like an air pump for it, like the little. Well, not for the pool, obviously. You can't plug it in and then put it in the fucking pool.
Hey, you know, we'll make an adapter so you can just put the blow dryer in it and fill it up with a blow dryer.
We in the will pool. Just make it...
In the tub.
We'll just design it like airbags are designed. Have little bits of TNT in there to when you want to relax. Just pull the string is...
Yeah, it inflates immediately. Safety, you won't go snaps back too
your neck.
Fast.
It's never...
Yeah. Fucking whiplash and shit.
It explodes so hard that the whole thing flips over in the water.
That's easy. But the solution to that is then you put a second airbag type mechanic behind the head, so it's like a counteractive explosion. It
pops
you in the yeah, it throws you back and then it catches you with another airbag. It's perfect.
Which again smashes you into the other one.
See, I knew it was smart to go to college to become an engineer.
Unless it's like those faulty airbags where they don't deploy on time. So it flips you one way, and then when you find like, oh, that was crazy, it flips you the other way.
Okay, easy. Emergency backup airbag that detects when that happens,
that's
and an airbag's in front of you.
Redundancy.
Yes, redundancy.
So what if that was delayed?
Yo, dog, I heard you like airbags.
You're right. So we should have like an array of like 12 airbags.
So you
the chance of all of them
failing.
All right, now you just described a smart car. An inflatable smart car.
Oh my god, can that be a thing?
We probably wouldn't even need to do anything. If we put like two tubes on the bottom, it would probably float. I think we'll
strap
set.
Two 55-gallon drums
awesome.
To the side.
Yeah, there you go.
We should make a smart car that can go on land and water.
Yeah, like in, what was the movie, Spy Kids, when the wheels turned out and became propellers?
Yeah, let's do it.
We needed an inflatable rubber ducky to go around a smart car.
Yes.
Or just have one of those air skirts that blow constant air.
Yeah.
It actually makes it amphibious. And
that's
kind of like
smart.
Hovers above the air.
That's smart. So
hovers above the air.
Let's do it.
Yeah, hovers above the air.
And then or its own little we could here. Buy a smart car and then cut off the roof and then body it into a giant rubber duck.
Yes.
And just ride around town in a convertible rubber duck.
Yes.
That seems like a very expensive endeavor.
Smart cars aren't that expensive.
I won the lottery.
It'll be a business success.
I wonder how many. I wonder how many donations that would take.
If we all threw in $2,500, we can buy it.
Yeah, we're just gonna. Oh, and then because it's floating, you're right. We'll just like put it on a chain and keep the engine like up by the head of the duck. So when it drives around, and then we can.
Or we could use a Tesla that it doesn't need intake.
Yeah.
Ah, smart man. We'll buy a Tesla.
How do those things do in water?
That'll increase the budget a little bit, but that's all right.
What?
What? Getting a Tesla, rather a smart car.
Oh.
Budget higher.
Yeah.
I thought a smart car was like 40.
No, they're like 12.
But Teslas are like...
Wow.
Really?
Well,
the Tesla I want's like 150.
Well, most Teslas are like 60.
They start at 60. But 60. By the time we like actually this is a reality, it's going to be like 30. So you know what? You're right. We're going to buy a Tesla and turn it into a giant rubber ducky.
Yes.
I'm having an allergic reaction.
What?
To your bullshit!
No.
I'm just kidding.
I held the cat today and I rubbed my face. I'm like,
oh.
You're allergic to cats and you own a cat?
I don't want 8 more.
Can I tell you how smart you are? Not smart.
The smartest.
I like to flirt with death.
A smart car is smarter than you.
I like to flirt with death. That's why I want 8 more cats.
Who the hell is death and why are you flirting with him? I will kill death.
This podcast just got awkward.
Did you know
his fucking face.
Deadpool had sex with death?
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Fun it's kind fact. Of in a relationship with death.
Yeah.
Because he can't die.
Did we talk about
it's
this?
It's a very depressing relationship.
I don't think so.
Have you played the game Deadpool?
No. That's what... Okay, that's where I found out about it. Somebody was talking about the game Deadpool.
It's in the game.
Is it worth it?
Yeah, interestingly enough, The game was pulled. You cannot buy that game anymore, and it is not available for digital download.
Try me.
You can only buy it used.
Well, our friend Kat owns the game.
Yeah, well, because it was that, and then you can still buy it used. Like the
Why
games
did
are
they
still
pull it?
Some weird licensing thing, and like the licensing was either wrong or expired, and they like pulled it off the shelves. Like you can't buy it online or anything.
Damn,
weird
that's
shit.
Shitty.
Yeah, so you have to buy it used now. Interestingly enough, though, it doesn't have like some high astronomical value, but
no, but it was a really enjoyable game. I mean, I had fun with it.
Was it like the Wolverine game? Because I didn't really like that.
I didn't play the Wolverine game.
No, I don't think
so. It seemed like
so.
It'd be an interesting game, but it wasn't.
No, I heard it was like pretty good. Like, it's not phenomenal or anything, but I heard it was a good game and it was worth the money.
Deadpool. Okay. Because, like, Marvel games, you get tired of their mechanics.
Yeah.
It's pretty straightforward, boring mechanics, but it's a fun game to play nonetheless.
Okay. Is it better than the Avatar game?
Never played the Avatar
Probably.
Game.
I would imagine.
The Last Airbender game is horrible.
Hey, but you can get 1,000 points really easy.
I have 70,000 gamer score. I don't need 1,000 points.
I do. I need to play
do you
that game.
The other 70,000? Is there some like monetary value I'm missing out on?
What?
I don't know.
Actually, yes. Now Xbox Live has a rewards program.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
And the more gamer score you get, the like when you buy games and stuff, you get like a certain percentage back. I don't know the true mechanics of it. But yeah, I went to buy what game was it? A new game that came out.
Titanfall.
Total War.
No, it was a game that Alien Isolation.
Right, oh, Alien Isolation.
And it was like $24 on Xbox because it's on sale. And
you said you had a $10 coupon.
Yeah, I had like $10.20 in my account in rewards, and I was like, huh.
Oh, okay, now that's like a side effect of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically what they're doing is trying to completely eliminate GameStop by adding their own rewards program, because GameStop has their rewards thing.
Yeah, but it's always a shitty rewards thing.
No, that's not bad. I have like $20 in credit saved up.
And how many games have you turned in to get that?
Not very many.
I would imagine it was quite a lot.
Nope. I traded in a system.
Oh, well, there you go. That would explain some things.
Traded in one of my Xboxes.
My coworker traded in his entire collection of PlayStation 3 games. It's like equivalent to my Xbox 360 collection.
Which is a very large collection for those of you who are curious.
And his PlayStation 2 collection with the PlayStation 2. And his Nintendo 64 with its collection. All that together, and I think he got like $800.
That's shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
You could go to a con and set up a booth and make a lot more money than that.
Uh-huh. But he's like, yeah, but I got a PS4 out of it.
I just came to the
still
realization.
Still a shitty trade.
Yeah.
10 games equates to $600.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Oh my god. Yeah,
yeah, I calculated how much money I put into video games when I was in high school, and I was like, oh, it's a lot of money, and I don't remember what it is because I didn't want to think about it.
Yeah, man, filling out my tax returns and like seeing the amount of money I made and the amount of money in my bank account was just like, how the fuck did that happen?
Yeah.
Where did it go? I don't have anything.
Video games.
I'm not hungry, but I don't have anything. So.
Well, you have a car.
Yeah.
You have a condo.
That's true. I do have a condo.
You had a Jeep that had to be fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was expensive.
Yeah, it was. Came out to like $2,000 in the end.
Now you need a bumper.
I know I need a bumper.
Not for the
bumper.
Jeep. Bumper.
Shut the fuck up.
Anyway.
High five.
We can hardly even stand her.
What time stamp are we at?
Food 30?
Is it food 30?
It is.
Is it food 32?
It's food 30 somewhere.
Food 30 somewhere. Where are we going for food 30?
Crapplebee's?
I'm poor.
Crapplebee's.
I thought you were going to say Cracker Barrel. I was like, that's a great out. Oh, it's closed.
Fuck, it is, isn't
Cracker
it? Barrel.
Cracker Barrel's on 24/7?
No.
I don't believe so.
No.
I would have thought Cracker Barrel would be 24/7.
I wish.
You would have thought wrong.
Though there's a lot of places I wish was 24/7. That's why I love Taco Bus.
I wish
so much.
Everything was 24/7.
What about Taco Bus?
I'm glad my job is
24/7. I've not been to Taco Bus. Let's
You've not
Taco
been to
Bus.
Taco Bus?
It's outside, though.
Who cares?
I can't.
Well, yeah, if you go to the one all the way fucking down by BFE.
But that's the only
speckles.
One that's open.
You got speckles on your phone.
I do.
Yeah. And it's outside. And it's fucking cold to six out. It's going to be like below
Let's just
freezing.
Get it and sit in the car.
How about we have a lunch date on Sunday?
That's, yeah, because
we're going to be gone.
Fuck you guys.
Daytona 500.
Daytona. Oh, we were doing that.
Taco bus is not something you can really eat in the car.
Yeah. There was a. I was at work yesterday, and some guy drove in with like a really crappy like high school ricer car, and like he had like an aftermarket air filter, and like it was still in the stock air box for some reason. And for the car portion of our box
is expensive then,
right? Like, it's supposed to be a cold air intake, which goes underneath the airbox and down by the wheel, and it's just sitting in the regular stock airbox. It served no functional value there.
It's like, hey, I spend money on my car. Look at me, I'm cool.
So me,
look at my life beater.
Me and one of the other guys I work with were like, yeah, horsepower! I put more stickers on my car for horsepower, and just like did that all day long.
You should have got up to, so what kind of horsepower this thing got? Oh, really? That's nice.
And my boss was getting like sick and tired of it, and I was like, what's going to work, John? And he's like, you better not say horsepower. I'm like, torque!
You would like one of the characters in Borderlands. There's a Mr. Torque.
Yeah.
And he's like, explosions!
Oh, I like this guy already.
Yeah. You know Torque, the physical or physics thing,
yeah,
is named after a Spanish torturer whose name was like Torque something.
Huh.
And you see that saw machine where it like twisted him out and everything?
Yeah.
That's how he tortured people. He had a machine like that that just
I actually knew that.
It created the
one that stretches people out.
Yeah, like where it like twists their arms like
It's called a Mongolian song. Oh, that one with twists. Okay.
Yeah, like it twists, and that's why we call torque because it's like the rotational force. It's named after him.
That was okay. Morbid. That turned morbid, yeah, really quick. Yeah, thanks for ruining my great story.
I was thinking of the Mongolian where they strap people's limbs to a horse.
There's that too. Totally unrelated. But yeah, there's that too, and that's pretty gross and terrifying.
The Mongolian tug of war. That's not what it's called.
Quartering.
But wouldn't it be called
halfing?
Septing?
Unless you have four horses, one on each limb.
Of the apocalypse?
Yeah, that's what
or five
do.
Horses, one on each limb.
That's what I'm saying. You have four horses, and if they equally rip and off a limb, let's say they all ran at the same time and all the limbs ripped off, you'd have five pieces.
Ah.
Unless you put one on the head, then you have six pieces.
Wait.
Then it'd be called sexting.
You have four.
That's what sexting is.
Sexting!
Wait, you have four horses, and you end up with five parts?
Yeah,
it rips off a limb.
It rips off the arm, the leg, the arm.
Oh, okay. See, I'm picturing it like ripping through the middle. I got you.
If they all ripped off perfectly, quartering's four. What's five?
I would be like quintining.
Quinting.
Quinting. Well, because it would be quint.
And then sexting would be six if you ripped off the head as well.
I was thinking the penis, but okay, head works too. But really, you should start with the penis and have that horse run first. That way, before he's ripped limb from limb, he loses his dick.
Good to know if I need to torture someone.
BME Pan Olympics?
What?
BME Pan Olympics?
Yeah, something like that.
The Mongolian Pan Olympics?
Wait.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we will not be releasing that series. It will not be a Classic Gaming original.
Yeah, that's just going to be in our own personal files.
Yeah, put it in my folder.
All right.
So let's do...
It's going to be .nomedia.
Actually, .sparse bundle.
What?
I was going to stop it to leave the suspense.
Oh.
But the stop button's all the way over there.
Hit the stop button, Nikki.
Woo!
Aloha Snack Bar!
Aloha Snack Bar!